9 to 1, we've just had new information provided to us off the back of this new COVID case on the Gold Coast in Queensland. An Uber driver, a man in his 30s who's so crook from the virus, he's in hospital at the moment, that authorities are having trouble getting information from him. But Uber has just put out a statement saying that the driver has not been working for them, hasn't been driving with Uber since September 19th. So that's within that frame, that time frame for which he is meant to have been infectious. We've received this directly to us here on Afternoons. It's new information. So Uber is confirming that this man in his 30s has not driven with them during his infectious period since the 19th of September. Of course, it's not clear. He may well have been driving with some of the other rideshare services, because there's quite a few of them out there. Ola is one, Didi is another. But this is what Uber has told us here on Afternoons. They say, we work with public health authorities in each state. We have processes to temporarily remove an individual's access to their Uber app if authorities do report an infection, and they may also limit other individuals' access to the app if health authorities advise there's a risk. And they say the well-being of those who use the Uber platform is a key priority for us. They've got a dedicated team, they say, working around the clock to support them the best way they can. But it's still not mandatory for Uber drivers to have the vaccination, and it should be. But they've just given us confirmation that he has not driven, this man in his 30s, with Uber during his infectious period since September the 19th.